Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lute Barnes. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger takes first base on ball four. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball towards right. Agee settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Agee. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barnes catches it. Metzger is tagging up. There's the throw, and Metzger is out at the plate. That's a double play. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rader. The throw from Dyer to Martinez and they have Rader trapped. The throw over to Beauchamp, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Ruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruz strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Barnes moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Howard for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp scoops it up and throws to first, with Matlack covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. May reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruse strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Martinez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 2 in the game. Beauchamp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matlack moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Beauchamp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Beauchamp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.